Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phone and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you and pray that you are ever more inspired and motivated to dig deeper, to reach higher, to be deliberately and intensely intentional in doing everything that is within your power to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence and presence is all there is as existence itself. For we are in a now moment that requires us to be in harmony with the all there is as our way of standing on behalf of life. Standing on behalf of all beings, standing so that as the winds are blowing and the waters are rising and the earth is shivering, quivering, and quaking, and the rains are falling and the tsunamis are forming, that we would have done that which is ours to do, which is to prepare ourselves to live our lives and not be dying our lives, but to be in a place and space where we are standing with the intelligences of existence directly, which will outshine, outstand, outlast, outlove all of that which is divisiveness, distortion, dysfunction, degradation, and all of that which makes people question as to whether there is a supreme intelligence, whether there is God, whether there is anything that is semblance of an authority of existence, as we see so many ones who are really vying for selection and election to positions where they are able to exert their own efforts and own initiatives over a global initiative and populace. And we are in a place and space where we have to realize that no matter how many ones work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, whether it's Monsanto, Sabayer, or any of the other ones who are so busy poisoning the land and consciously trying to patent life and whatnot, that there is no way that they can truly be successful. Because there's no way to work against oneself and survive it. We're in a now moment where our conscious care to live and to exalt a full effort as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence is where we have power to remember who we are, where we are, whose we are. And those ones who are denying the truth of themselves and not caring to be caring, not caring to be care-filled, not caring to walk in the divinity of themselves, then at some point in time, less and less, hopefully they will get it. But in the meantime, if we would stay the hand of death against us, if we would gain leverage over whatever the doctors have said in terms of what's incurable, to realize that when we align ourselves with the intelligence of existence, when we align ourselves with the forces of existence, when we align ourselves with that which beats our hearts and breathes us, there's nothing that men can tell us that we cannot accomplish. The issue is, do you care to be? Do you care to live? Do you care to walk in the fullness of who and what you truly are? Do you care to have leverage over a system that has already been judged and condemned because it is the legislator and the perpetuator of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood? And for us to find out the hard way that there is no prosperity in undermining the rights of beings to have the rights to their lives and to be rightly aligned with life itself. And to know that every idea that we may have in terms of how to generate income in a system that capitalizes off of the ignorance, off of the degradation, off of the deprivation, off of the blood, sweat, and tears of ones and ones, we are in a place and space where we have to come to a point and place where we realize that there is a right way to truly live, and there's a right way to reverse the issues that have come as a result of our ignoring that there are laws that govern us. And that Earth residency is actually school. And those who've taken responsibility to create curriculums of education that have not supported us in having an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in existence actually is, then we still have responsibility, duty, and obligation to ask, to knock, to seek, to apply ourselves to that which beats our hearts and breathes us, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we are rightly aligned in our living with the forces of life itself, with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we make, to dwell in the reality of being these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to walk in the fullness of ourselves, understanding that there is no limit to how full we become, that we are immersed in that which is eternity already. And that sickness, illness, disease, and death that has become multi-trillion-dollar industry does not create prosperity for anybody who participates in it. And it's taken us some time to realize that those ones who wear the white coats and those ones who wear the black robes and whatnot are not the authority of existence. And because everybody has been undermined by the meat industry, the dairy industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the sugar industry, and all of the other ones that are co-conspirating to create profit at the detriment of the cells of everything and everybody, that no one truly prospers when everyone has been undermined for generations. And so we who stand in this now moment, and we who have gotten an education and we've worked the jobs, and we understand that working every day for a dollar until you die, it makes no sense at all, that there has to be a greater purpose in existence itself, that now we have the opportunity to realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye, one cosmic eye that sees through every eye, and the purpose of our being is to self-actualize, self-realize, and to see, to come to see with that absolute and supreme intelligence as an eye of absolute and supreme intelligence. But if we don't have the care to be rightly aligned in life, life is not going to bend over backwards to make us do anything, because as you all say all the time, you've been given free will. But the issue is that you've been given the intelligence of existence. It has gifted itself to each and every one of us. And we've been given heritage and inheritance through our lineages. And we can activate and call forth and invoke the greatness of who we are in activating our DNA so that we are self-actualizing and becoming true to the truth of ourselves as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. But to realize that that is the even playing field, that we are all immersed in nothing but divinity. We're all immersed in nothing but eternity. We're all dwelling upon a planet that is spinning in space, that is ordered in existence that exists by virtue of there being absolute law and absolute intelligence that upholds her, maintains her, has her in flotation and rotation. And we've been gifted to the planet through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And duty and obligation would have us to be realigned in the sacredness and the divinity of existence itself. To consciously care to be whole, to be balanced in our male and female selves, to be harmonized in one mind, tapped into the exalted realm, because we have taken the time to clear, cleanse, and purify our bodies as the temples for the dwellings of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, that we are caring to be godly. We are caring to walk in high ethic and high morality. We are caring to flip the script and turn the tide and to raise completely up in a now moment that is requiring us to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, to come to that place and space where we are intensely intentional in no longer participating in our own cellular oppression and be co-conspirating, complacent, and complicit with the violation of us as a people, as a humanity of people, as a global populace. But we have to take responsibility for where we are in consciously caring to do what's in our own best interests. And that there's nothing that we can really be educated to do, licensed, certified, or degreed to do that is going to truly make a difference if we will not do that which is necessary for ourselves and ourselves to be realigned and ordered in the harmony of the whole of existence itself. And so it matters what we're living for. It matters how we are caring to walk this walk. Because the traps here in sensuality, where we give in to whatever passion or desire or lust that beckons us at any given point in time, regardless of how it impacts and affects us. The trap that is sexuality and the misuse and the abuse of our vital life force that leaves us depleted, lost, infected, and affected to the degree to which we are not having healthy relationships or marriages. The trap that is materiality, where we think that success is success in how much we acquire and how much we hoard and how much money we have and how much polished wood, metal, and stone we've acquired and whatnot, for our coming to a point and place where we are feeling superior to other ones because of what we've done and what we've achieved and what letters are before or after our names. I mean, there are several realms in this life that we can get caught in and never come out of. And we're supported in the society in indulging ourselves in any of these things because someone thinks that they can prosper in it. And it costs so much to go to school. And the cost of being educated lays foundation for the classism and the racism and the sexism. But our being in a place and space where we realize that there is light, wisdom, truth that really gives us leverage over the delusion of thinking that education is enough and religious training is enough and all of these things have proven themselves to be inadequate for pulling us up out the ditches and valleys of degradation that so many ones who've gone through school and they've gotten the degrees and they've gotten the collars and they wear the robes and whatnot and they still are in the ditches and valleys of degradation. because they have not exalted a full life's urge. That they have been completely indulgent in every passion and every desire that have put them in a position of serious compromise and have rendered them ineffective and useless for bringing any greater light to anybody because they do not serve the light and they're self-serving without understanding the one self, the real self, or consciously caring to function in the wholeness of the truth of the absolute and supreme intelligence that we are all here to activate, to self-actualize, and to be harmonized with. We're in a now moment that requires us to consciously accept that duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings is to consciously care, to live, committed to living, committed to loving, committed to honoring, committed to reverencing, appreciating, exalting a full effort in mastering ourselves and our morality, to be uncompromising in our ethics, and to be in a place where we can understand how to think and to how to use the gifts that we were given and the faculties of intelligence that we have to take full responsibility in what we're creating and to know that whatever the situation and circumstances are, that we can always self-correct with the right thought, with the right intention. And to speak our words to power so that we are able to have leverage over all of the doubt and the fear that puts us in a place where we are not expanding in our consciousness and truly growing and mastering ourselves. We can become proficient in whatever area of talent that we have been supported in cultivating and developing. We understand and see that the world pays and applauds and lauds those who have become proficient in whatever area of talent they have become proficient in, but it does not make us whole people. In this now moment in which we are, where we have so much violation and so many who have been violating and violated, that our clearing from the pain of it, the disdain of it, the resentment, the madness, the frustration of it, the guilt and the shame of it, that work has to be done. We can't just eat our way into liberation. We have to learn how to master our appetites and to do that which is required in order to facilitate the clearing of the pain, the disdain, the resentments, the anger, the fixation, and all of these things that undermine our capacity for truly thinking and creating a better thing, a better way. A healthier society, taking responsibility for truly aligning ourselves so that we are healing ourselves as well as our children, as well as our loved ones and our family members, that there is nothing that we can work for that is greater than who and what we already are. But then everyone loves somebody or cares for somebody, and if you don't, then you still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to love that which beats your heart and breathes you, and that harmonizes you with everything and everybody, everywhere, anyway. But to be in a place where we don't care, and we are careless, to be in a mindset where our mind is so set in negativity, in sensuality, in sexuality, immateriality, to the degree to which we are not able to do what we are purposed to do here in self-actualizing, self-realizing, and walking in the divinity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself, then we will never truly prosper, because the greatest prosperity we will have is the fullness of ourselves. But to be in a place where we value things more than we value our body functioning, we value things more than we value our lineages, we value things more than we value duty, obligation, and responsibility to be in the light of the truth of ourselves, then we will not ever prosper, and we will always be to some degree impoverished. And so it matters that we care to align ourselves and place ourselves in the company of other ones who truly care. To be in a place where we are cutting ties with those who don't care and those who are careless. Because those who are careless with themselves, I guarantee you, they will be careless with you too. Those who do not have a reverence and respect for themselves and their body functionings cannot really support you in doing what is yours to do in exalting your own effort and full life's urge to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed so that you can be healed. Those who lean on their professions and their education or their miseducation and whatnot to the degree to which they do not knock, seek, and ask for solution to the problems where they are no longer attuning to the power of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and they are always exalting the toxicity of what men have created as if things that men have created is greater than that which is the intelligence of existence. And these are not the ones that we need to be depending on for anything. Because we really need to walk in a conscious care to remember the divinity of existence and to know that men who have no light, men who have no love, and people who have no truth do not have any real power and authority here. And if you lend your intelligence to them to misuse and abuse, to create sickness, illness, disease, and death, then that's on you. That is not the intelligence of existence and that which we refer to as God. But if we will not accept responsibility to function as the hands of God, as the heart of God, as the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, then we will miss ourselves. And settle for being doctors and lawyers and judges and police officers and whatnot. This is not, none of that is purpose in existence. It can be career, but the purpose in existence in terms of who we are and what we are, standing in the light of the truth of the intelligence of all that we are, we're in a now moment that requires us to be caring, to be in the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to realize that we are immersed in the reality of eternity anyway, always. And when we consciously care to function in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, then there is nothing that we cannot accomplish. When we master ourselves to the degree to which we are not a detriment to ourselves or anything or anybody else. And the way that we accomplish harmoniously anywhere and everywhere that we are across the planet is to remember that with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, we are all sharing a now moment of eternity, gifted by the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And there is literally only one of us and our care to be brilliant as sons of its light, as disciples of its truth, as true men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to understand duty, obligation, and responsibility to honor the lineages through whom we've come, and to lay a proper path of support and love and nourishment for the conscious cultivation and development of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. There is nothing that we can create that is greater than the quality of beings that we are becoming. And to spend billions of dollars trying to create the Big Bang that created the universe is folly. To spend billions of dollars doing that which need not be done while you allow people to poison the land and to have our elders suffering and poisoning children is the evidence of not properly attuning oneself to duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings in existence, knowing that existence is so ordered that no one has been granted authority, permission to undermine existence itself. No one is here as purpose to function as Satan, Lucifer, and the devil as purpose in existence. That has manifested as a result of the distortion and dysfunction that comes as a result of being in violation of the laws of existence and feeding off of the carcasses of dead animals and having a hunger and thirst for blood and for bloodshed when we were told not to kill, ignoring that that which is done unto others shall be done unto one who does those things unto others, and to realize that having death through sickness, illness, and disease, violation, and all of that be popular and common activity and collective learning and education and the path of prosperity seriously threatens our capacity for truly being continued in existence in the fullness of our capacity and joy and delight and reverence and appreciation and all of the gifts that we were promised if we were to harmonize ourselves in the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. Why would we choose something less than that which is the truth of who we are? It's all right to be right. It's all right to be clean. It's all right to step off the path of adulteration, sickness, illness, disease, and death. It's all right to be healed. It's all right to be whole. It's all right to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, and resurrected. Because that's what's needed. It's our time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. So it's your life, it's my life, it's our life. And we have to do what's in our own best interest. And to realize that under a global initiative where We've got explosive amounts of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, enslavement, entrapment, incarceration, molestation, rape. Oh my, oh my. The people got to go. See, there is no way in hell Mother Earth's gonna allow y'all to be up here and be acting like this. Y'all know how it is. Say, when your children, you got a house full of children, right? And they just ripping and running and tearing up everything. And then in your sleep, they're going to beat you over the head and do all kinds of things to you. What you going to do? You going to put them children out. I know y'all going to take it and deal with the abuse. But Mother Earth has had enough. And many of us have had enough. And so I'm just saying, let's get right. Let's come to a point and place where it matters to us that we will stand upright, that we will consciously apply ourselves to being completely cleared from the emotional strains and anguish and frustration and guilt and shame and blame and all of this stuff. You understand? Because we have to take responsibility. Say, well, if there's a God, why he let all this go on? And I'm saying that we are the gods and goddesses that dwell in these temples. And when our blood is not clean and we are feeding off of rotting pigs, the only reason they're not rotting already is because of the amount of preservatives that's in it. You understand? So when you're eating flesh, the flesh of pigs, the flesh of cows, the flesh of anything that lived, had eyes, bloodstream, heartbeat, and all of that, you understand? This is full of chemicals. And pathogens. And the Department of Health is trying to set standards for how restaurants and whatnot deal with feeding people carcasses. And I'm saying, if you got to go through 160 pages plus, you know, 6 and 7 hours of instruction as to how to clean up and sanitize and whatnot after, you know, having flesh and cross-contamination and all of this and people washing their hands. And, you know, I mean, it's really a major issue in terms of who it is you are allowing to feed you and what it is you're eating. And this is why I am always speaking to these issues, because food is a weapon that is being used against us, or where we are encouraged to work against ourselves. And so our now moment has so much information available to us. And we have to realize, though, that just having a vegetarian or vegan alternative to the standard American diet is not going to reverse our issues in terms of the amount of chemicals that are saturating and concentrated in our tissues as a result of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and flour products. And so we have to come to a point where we care to really reverse the disease. It's not just about eating. It's about how to heal ourselves from all of this, to really step completely off the path of sickness, illness, and disease. You understand? And it creates its own issues in terms of our faith and our confidence. And that's why a lot of people who are being diagnosed with the cancer and the heart disease and whatnot, the only thing they want to do is follow what the doctors are saying. And they see that everybody else that has followed what the doctors are saying have not really benefited, in the sense that they really walk away healed from it. You know, so, well, the cancer went into remission. But when it comes back with a vengeance. And very few people survive it. When you have radiation and chemo and you don't get that radiation and chemo out the system, then it's creating more cancer. The issue is if the cancer shows up in the breast or the cancer shows up in the prostate, then know that the cancer is already forming somewhere else in the body. It's not, you understand, because the whole body has been saturated with all of those things. And we are looking at the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation of nitrates, nitrites, preservatives, chemicals, residues from the tobacco and the alcohol and all of this stuff. So I'm just saying, we're designed divinely and divinely designed. And none of the things that we have been eating all of our lives were really a part of God's plan for us as these points of its own very presence. So in order to really facilitate our greater good and our healing, then we got to be willing to do what it takes to be cleared and cleansed from all of this, which is why I provide life support. And we'd like to see, you know, how many of you would care to really know what to do for yourselves. You understand? Because the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God, never intended for it to cost us an arm and a leg to be whole. You understand? The issue is that the only reason that alcohol industry, the sugar industry, the tobacco industry, the coffee and all these other things are multi-million dollar industries is because we support it like that. We're buying it. You understand? I'll say you, because I boycotted. I went on a personal economic boycott 41 years ago, okay? I am not giving you another dime, okay? So we have to realize it's like that. We can boycott the death industries, but in order to do it, you've got to really want to live. You've got to have purpose in your being. You've got to really care to walk in the fullness of yourself that just, you know, taking one appetite for hamburgers and now creating an appetite for other kinds of burgers is not really the issue in terms of how do you cleanse. You want to put yourself in a place where your cells are being liberated, because the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So we have to create our liberation at the cellular level, which is about what we're doing daily, so that burgers of any kind, whether it's potato starch or soy or pea protein or whatever it is, it's not cleansing. It may fill you up. You understand? But that's part of the mentality of those who take over another people, and they have to feed the people. So they're trying to feed the people that which is going to fill the people up to satisfy the appetite. But they were never concerned about providing the people with that which is going to promote optimum cellular functioning, because optimum cellular functioning in terms of our brain cells function optimally, our liver cells function optimally, then we become optimally functional. You understand? Which means that we can think, and our thinking means that we can create, and our creation means that we can really take responsibility for what it is we are laying foundation for in the world, and what it is we are creating as our legacy when we leave. We're at 404-523-8989. And so I am encouraging you to appreciate love, WRFG, for allowing voices like mine and yours and other ones to come forward. And we are still requiring your support. It costs us over $400,000 to be operational on an annual basis. So the more of us who do a pledge where we can make it work for us in terms of a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly amount that is put on a debit card or a credit card. So if you do a $120 pledge, you can break it up into however you want to do it. But $260 pledges, you understand, you say this month you pay $60, which means that you could pay $20 a week and have it done in 6 weeks. It doesn't have to be exorbitant, and it doesn't have to, you know, break your bank or any of that. But to come to a place and space where you keep it locked on WRFG and you are part of the inner circle and you are getting support in knowing how to really think a greater thought in terms of your seeing yourself in the light of the truth of the all that you are, knowing that we are these points of an absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely intelligent as a point of its presence is the thing that gives us the greatest degree of leverage and harmonization. And coming to that place and space where we are willing to give a few dollars, you understand, for the ability to hear that which is going to support you and that which has consistently supported you in thinking well of yourself, in thinking highly of yourself, in knowing that The opportunity to forgive yourself is something that you have every day. The opportunity to be renewed in yourselves is an opportunity that you have every day. The opportunity to really bring forward the right relationships in your life is an opportunity that you have every day. And to support WRFG, when you listen to us every day, or even if you just listen to this program, since you're listening to this program right now, then go to wrfg.org and make your donation there, or call us up at 404-523-8989 and give something for what you're consistently receiving. Otherwise, you can call up at 404-523-8989 and have a discussion. Bring issues forward. And, you know, part of the issue that I'm concerned about is our taking responsibility to realize how detrimental toxicity is for us. And we're not just talking environmental toxicity, because your first environment is your body. And the quality of our blood is going to lay foundation for the quality of our thought. And for us to understand how it is that we've had so much molestation and incest in our families. You understand? And this is a real issue. It's an issue because I am hearing every day somebody else. Somebody every day. I mean, this is crazy. And so the effect of alcohol, tobacco, sugar, decaying flesh in the system makes you crazy. It's crazy. You're being warred against, and then you become an enemy of yourself, an enemy of those who love you. You understand? And very few people are taking responsibility for it. Say, oh, well, yeah, well, I was a molester and a rapist of my daughter and this and that. I haven't heard anybody admit to it, but I hear all of the ones who were victimized by that. So whatever side of it you're on, then understand that it's the system of things in terms of how we've been fed and how we've been supported in being adulterated, so that we were in a toxic and poisoned environment within our own body temples, which is why our bodies need to be considered as temples. Temples for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses, and to come to a point and place where, yes, we can be salvaged, we can be saved, we can be cleansed and cleared and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and made whole by virtue of our own effort and the intensity of intention to make it so. This is a meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. Caring to make sure that you know that you have someone that cares about you, wants the best for you, consciously seeking to inspire you to go deeper, to reach higher, to get to that place in space where you become one of the saviors of us as a people. It has to be us. Who else could it be? I'm at 404-523-8989. And you know, I remember, and I want to thank the brothers who came out for our Brotherhood Circle, and the sisters who came out for our Wednesday Sister Circle, and those who come for Sunday Circle. I mean, I know people really want something exciting, but the issue is at some point you got to get consistent support in walking as a resurrected being. You don't get that everywhere. You understand? And being in a place and space where you can begin to create a conscious alliance with other ones who want to do the inner work, it matters. you get all kinds of support out here in casual sex, indulgence in all manners of things. I got a call from a sister who said that she had a brother friend who was hospitalized after having some kind of pork dinner. And he ate the first thing and he felt all right. Then he ate some more and he ended up in the hospital with a brain bleed. And as of Sunday, they were thinking about taking him off life support. And so I'm just saying is that you're playing like a Russian roulette when you're eating the flesh of dead animals. Because there's so much opportunity for so many pathogens in there. And that's why I was telling the Department of Health. It's like, if you all are so concerned about, you know, giving somebody all of these meds to eradicate one form of bacteria, then why are you feeding people carcasses of dead animals when it's full of pathogens and full of bacteria? But it's too much like right. You know, they don't want to offend anybody. You know, we're in a system that it's like everybody has the right to do what they do, so the devil, Satan, and Lucifer can go ahead and poison the people and lie to the people and miseducate and abuse the people, and nobody says anything about it. But we just, you know, exalt the truth in our own way and, you know, walk our walk and be quiet about it. And I'm saying, no, we got to begin to really speak up and speak out, because we have the responsibility to do so. The light has the right to triumph. And our taking the opportunity to forgive ourselves and the trespasses against us, to get to a point where our heart is light as a feather and that we're not holding hostility and anger and frustration and madness and all of that, so that we can live our lives and not be dying our lives. You understand? So in addition to giving up the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the flour, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar and all of that, and getting into a place where you're doing a daily due diligence and cleansing and purifying yourself, alkalizing, mineralizing, and opening up all channels of elimination, then you have to think the right thought. You have to make the affirmations and create the denials that, you know, no forces or bosses have any control in your life. You're the only one that really has real power and authority in your own life. And the will of existence and the intelligence of your being is much greater than any germ or any virus. But you have to understand that you cannot bring more poison into your body to eradicate an already toxic situation and heal. And your number for life support is 678-760-9299. And come into that point and place where it matters to you that you know what to do for yourself as well as your children. And for all of those who are grieving as a result of the loss of the passing forward, the passing on, the dying of those that you love, I encourage you to give thanks for the life, give thanks for the love, give thanks for all of the time that you had, and walk a stronger walk because you had that. Sometimes we get so immersed in the loss that it clouds the memory of the blessing and the gift. You know, we all come together for a reason and for a season. And that's why I'm so thankful for 20 years on air. And I know that the majority of the people who've heard me over the years, I'll never know them, have never seen them. Don't know how they may have utilized any of that inspiration that I've tried to be. But the fact that I've been here is something that I'm so grateful for, that I encourage you to show WRFG your appreciation for allowing ones like myself to be present for as long as I've been present. But the other thing is to just take it and run with it. And where you may be struggling, where it may not be easy, where you may need more support, more inspiration, counsel, consultation, readings, then know that that place and space is available for you, created specifically for this reason, to give us an opportunity to be able to sit eye to eye, heart to heart, mind to mind, to come to a point and place where we're able to walk under the auspices of our own souls, to know the divinity of our own being, and to be able to activate all of our faculties, call forth our disciples, so that we are doing that which is ours to do in remembering the true path of prosperity is in being in alignment, attunement, atonement with the absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. But when your body is full with the residues and the toxins from alcohol, tobacco, cigarettes, and sugar and all of this stuff, then it puts us in a position where we cannot really function in the fullness of ourselves, because the blood has to be right. You know, and the blood is a sacred thing. You understand? They got blood drives going all the time. You know, and the reason why they have to have so much blood on ice is because people have, they're losing blood in these accidents. And see, we haven't really understood that the accidents are created by the carelessness that people have with themselves, being out of alignment within themselves. And it affects a lot of people. You understand, one person get out of order on the highway and cause a 10-car pileup, and then you got miles and miles and miles of cars that are stalled. I'm just saying that we have to realize that we impact and affect each other in a lot of different ways, so it matters that we're consciously caring to walk our walk and be in the integrity of the truth of ourselves. And so I'm the one to encourage you to realize that whatever your talents, skills, and abilities are, proficiency in those areas does not necessarily make you whole. But if you consciously care to be whole, to be well balanced within your female and male self, to be of one mind between your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, and your superconscious mind, as they say, to be of one mind. And that one mind is absolute and supremely intelligent, so that you are able to tap in, tune in, get tuned on and turned up to walk in the fullness of yourselves under your own guidance and intuition from the exalted realms. We want to be in a place and space where we're able to walk in the confidence, the trust, and the faith in knowing that when we get still and when we get to that place and space where we are truly peace-filled, we get answers to our questions and solutions to our problems. And to be in a place where you can trust your guidance. But there's nothing that we can do that truly makes sense if we don't care to be rightly aligned and rightly attuned to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And to have capitalism take responsibility for corrupting and perverting the world, it's a problem. It's a huge problem. And so our each taking responsibility for doing that which is in our own best interest is in the best interest of the whole. People feeling entitled to undermine themselves and undermine other ones is what's created a lot of the issues that we are finding ourselves confronted with. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.